Hello everyone, my name is Lanre Jegede. I'd like to welcome you to Possibility Assembly Gospel Ministries and to the month of June 2021. This month, the theme is Hearing God. In John 10:27, the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." The context in which Jesus spoke these words was that of he versus a religious set of Jews. They were a mob prepared to stone him because they were not happy about what he was saying. Those Jews, contrary to their view, were not serving God. They were not following God. Because it takes being a sheep to hear God's voice. It takes being a sheep to hear the master's voice. Or the shepherd's voice, if you like. It takes being a sheep, not a goat. It takes being a sheep, not a lion. It takes being a sheep, not a donkey, to hear God's voice, not just his sayings or his words at that particular point in time, but his voice. What could be coming out of his voice? Maybe good words, kind words, nice words, amiable words. But it could also be bad words, if you like, not bad in the negative sense, but in the sense of words you don't like, you don't enjoy, that's not palatable to you. It could even be ugly words you don't even want to hear at all. But so long as you recognize that voice, you need to take heed because those words are good for you. So he decided to say, "My sheep hear my voice, not just the nice things I'm saying or I'm about to say." These Jews would quote Psalm 23 in vain because they didn't know the connection between John 10:27 and Psalm 23. They are unable to claim the content of John 10:23 and also Psalm 23 particularly, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." All those blessings and promises, they cannot claim unless they are sheep for the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 24, Jesus said, "Watch what you hear." But how do we hear God's word? How do we hear God amidst so much distractions in the world we live in today? We can hardly even control what we hear. How do we distinguish good from evil communication? If you can hear God, you will know and be able to do the right things. If you can hear God, what do you need a counselor for? Or what do you need an advisor for? You will be the advisor instead. But if you don't hear God, how would you know what to obey or what to do? How can you please God? Yes, without faith it is impossible to please Him, but faith itself comes by hearing. How are we His sheep at all if we don't hear Him? He says, "My sheep hear my voice." It is my prayer that this month, God will open our ears wide to identify, recognize, and hear Him concerning our lives, our families, our businesses, our homes, our marriages, our health, concerning everything. Like the songwriter said, we want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. If we don't hear from you, what will we do? Just before I close, it is generally believed, and now actually studies from University of British Columbia, UBC, have shown that hearing persists at the end of life. That shows it's the last sense to go when somebody dies. That's how important it is. so that even at the point of dying, people still have the opportunity to hear God if they wish to hear Him, if they want to hear Him, and perhaps they can change their lives even at that point. So I want to encourage you throughout this month to join us as we dig deep into this subject, to learn at His feet, to eat from the fatness of His house, to drink from the river of His pleasure, and to understand how, what it really means to hear, how to go about hearing and improving our lives. Join us on Zoom. Zoom ID 91147-99587. We are also available on YouTube, or you can join us on us on the site at Lilford Road, London, SE59HY. I'm looking forward to a great time this month, and I trust that God will do you good. Once again, welcome to Possibility Assembly. Welcome to the month of June, a month of hearing God like never before. God bless you, real God. In Jesus' name, amen.